today, we commemorate the World Day for Cultural Diversity for Dialogue and Involvement.
Well, for our society to stand firm, there are things that hold it together. One of them is culture. And by definition, it's an umbrella term which encompasses the social behavior and norms found in human societies. For this reason, various countries appreciate and recognize the importance of culture.
Now, to this effect, 21st May is World Day for Cultural Diversity for Dialogue and Involvement. Now, to help us understand more about the importance of culture, Museum and National Heritage, Alfaid Atem Malugben joins us in the studio. Good morning. It's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning.
Yes, and we also have the National Program Officer for Culture, UNESCO South Sudan Office, Beku Thomas Alex. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you.
Thank you very much.
Now, just firstly, can you give us a broader understanding of culture and how it applies to South Sudan?
Thank you. Thank you very much. First of all, I would like to start by this day, how it came about. First of all, UNESCO adopted the Universal Declaration on Cultural Diversity in December 2001. Mm-hmm. And the following year, in 2002, the UN General Assembly declared 21st May as the World Day of Cultural Diversity for Dialogue and Development. So, in this regard, UNESCO encourages its member state and members of the society to take part in this in the celebration of this day. So, in this regard, this day, this event has been celebrated in many areas. For instance, organizing concerts, organizing educational seminars, having workshops, having arts exhibition, and also watching films, traditional dances, cooking a special food, a traditional food of different cultures, appreciating the tradition of other communities. So coming back to this day, of course, this was what it has to happen like. But of course, COVID already impacted this. This make it not possible. And of course, those in this sector are most affected by in this situation. But as for culture, we say culture is a tie. It has a transformative power for social cohesion, respect for identity, for dignity. And this will take us to another level whereby we'll begin to realize that kind of dialogue between individuals, between communities, between peoples. And for our context, this will move us to another level of having that kind of dialogue between communities and individuals and reconciliation where there is no peace, and also, of course, towards a national building. So we said there's no development without culture.
Okay, thank you. And El Fati, could you just also give us your understanding of culture and how it applies in South Sudan?
All right. When we talk about like cultural diversity, and if you look into South Sudan, and I think that Sudan is a very bright example of cultural diversity because we have many cultures and multi ethnicities in the country, and that also maybe if we just utilize it well, it will allow us to be the best country in the world.
Okay.
But of course, there's some issues that avoiding us from doing this. I don't want to get into that, but I think that our country, if we manage this cultural diversity, I think that we can have like a very peaceful and very cohesion kind of environment among our people. So culture is very important, and I think that now people like encouraging youth also to hold on the culture and also like talk to the elders, because this is like some kind of intergeneration transmission the culture to them, and they understand.
Great.
Even if you just look into our folktales is our life. Mm-hmm. And this is like when people are sitting down, the elders with the younger people or children, they just transmit the knowledge that they have and the experience that they have in their life, so that people can just hold on.
Now, a country like South Sudan, we have a lot of people, millions of people who have traveled around the world during the conflict, and now they're back into the country. They came with various cultures all over the world. Now, here in South Sudan, what sort of mechanism are in place to ensure that we really preserve, you know, our own culture and not just let it go, because there are many that we come out with from various places that we have traveled?
That's one of the things that drive the Minister of Culture to work on the cultural policy. Cultural policy is a policy that considers the South Sudanese culture to be the basic for our communication, if our standards of things, because that's what every country do that. They will never just adopt something from outside and just. But also, I think that is an asset when you just go outside, get in, exposed to the other cultures, and you come back to your home, and you see that you can think also of other ways how you can develop this. How can you just make this culture more obvious, more people can learn about it? Because I think that South Sudanese are proud of their cultures. Wherever you go, you can see them doing the same thing that they're doing in their country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bechu, how is UNESCO assisting the ministry to preserve our culture?
Thank you. I just wanted to pick up from where our term ended. I just wanted to highlight that culture is never static. Mm-hmm. And therefore, our people who came from outside, they have seen a lot of different, interacted with a different a number of people outside there with the different cultures. And they managed to appreciate that kind of culture. And this has to be translated back into our country. That kind of diversity bring us to appreciate and build on that kind of appreciation and towards our national identity.
Yes.
From our side, from UNESCO basically working with the Minister of Culture in two major areas. One is working on institutional development and human capacity of the ministry. The other one is supporting the ministry to set up standards in area of policies and legislation to be able to move forward. So UNESCO is now with the ministry. There are already three UNESCO convention in the field of culture was ratified by the government of South Sudan in 2016. And our work builds on this convention, the three convention. Of course, one is talking about the protection of world cultural and natural heritage, which the ministry is doing a lot of work in that. And the other one is talking about safeguarding of the intangible cultural heritage. Also, it means at the level of programs, at the level of projects, we are working with the ministry in that regard. And the other one is special for this day is the diversity of the cultures. We are working with the cultural and creative industries in South Sudan. And currently what we are doing with the ministry is that to support the elaboration of national culture policy. Of course, with the new ministry, it has already brought a lot of dimension that need to be considered. And also we are working with the ministry to elaborate on a draft bill to support the cultural and creative industries.
What are these exact policies? Could you just mention some of them? How it's going to improve the preservation of culture?
What we are focusing basically is that we said this policy, when we are elaborating, must be participatory and must be able to address the need of the common man of a common individual down in the grassroots community.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Alfred, much as we try to preserve our culture, there are also some cultural practices that now can be questioned, let's say, by then maybe wife inheritance, so child early marriages and all that things, and we had marriages that basically is more of rape. You just go grab the woman and take home colors, and we have cultures where somebody kills someone, you have to take another child to replace this person. Now those kind of cultural practices that now can be questioned with modernization and of course and all that. How do we basically differentiate between this is a good cultural practice and this is a bad cultural practice? Where do we draw the line here?
This is a good question, and I think that maybe Pichu touches in some way. This is it needs some kind of participatory methods to convince us, those communities who practice in this kind of practices. And also, like, sometimes the international languages that being used to address this kind of issues, I think that cannot help these communities, because they just stick on what they have, because this is something they see that this is coming from abroad, this is not ours. But like bringing these people together and let them just talk this issue, make it like participatory, let's just think about the problem and then let them by themselves look for this, for the solutions. I think that this is the best way that you can convince those. And I think that this is like, and I think that there's a progress in these issues, but in some communities there is still utilizing this. I was like in Nimule 2 weeks ago, and the young people now, they're just like very progressing, and they just even confronting the elders about what is happening, because this is not going to last. And if this youth took the initiatives, I think that these things can be solved, and also cannot be taken by like what they call this old kind of method, like top-down approach. This is like how the communities, they have to talk, they have to come with their own solution to this.
What are those cultural practices in South Sudan you really think we should preserve? We should really stick to it. We should not let it go. What are some of them?
I'm not like in a position that they to tell you this, but this is the communities, they have to see what is like going to vanish. Like now we have an organization called Likikiri. Likikiri in Abari is like a story. That's a habit or a tradition used to be like long time back, but nobody is now is doing it. Like bringing children and tell them like folktales and stories, because folktales also have like some morals and some some resolutions and some good things for the children to learn from their life. But these things, if we get it back, maybe you can put it like in a very attractive way, because now the kids now busy with their phones, and this is something that's not like being attractive to see it with elders.
Television.
And talk about like, this, the people that say that this old kind of culture, because this culture is old. That's Gudam, this is Haja Gadim. But nobody is like willing, but we have to encourage them. Okay. We can just make it like, there's also an app. Those people of Transform Media, they're working on it, like around just getting mobile phones for people to go and record the heritage and then post it on the website. I think that is something can be more attractive for the young people for today's age to go and look for culture. Where is the culture?
All right, due to the time factor, I'm just going to ask one question and then you make your final remarks. What is your message to all South Sudanese around the world on this day? We'll start with Bechu.
Thank you very much. My message will be that a diverse culture has a transformative power for social cohesion, resilience, and sustainable development. Cultural diversity is bridging the gap between cultures and is urgent necessary for peace, stability, and development. And lastly, I say cultures based on mutual understanding and respect is essential prerequisite for constructing social cohesion, reconciliation among peoples for peace and development. Thank you so much.
El Fati.
Yeah, this is, I think that Bishu covered it all, but I want to say that culture is our life. This is our life. And I think that when we say that cultural diversity, this is also the shortest way to achieve peace in our country. Without like accepting our cultures, without like have a dialogue with our culture, I don't think that we can have peace. So let's just keep dialogue, let's talk about culture, and I think that everything will be fine.
Yes, and I'm going to give you another chance to just send that message in Arabic as well.
Yeah.
Okay. أنا أتخيلي إنه رسالتي للناس إنه الثقافة بتاعت الناس اللي هو بيقولوا له كالتشر هو مهم جدا لأنه ده حياتنا ونحن لو نحن عايزين نعيش مع بعض ونعيش في سلام نحن لازم يكون في حوار بين الثقافات، لانه لو عرفت الثقافه بتاعتك وانت عرفت الثقافه بتاعتي يتقال يعني انا هنمشي لقدام، لانه هاي مشاكل كله قاعد تحصل لانه انا ما فاهم ده قاعد باكل كيف، قاعد افكر كيف، قاعد يقول شنو، واي حاجه هو بيقوله وانا ما عندي في الثقافه بتاعتي انا بشوفه زي ده اهانه لي انا او ده انسلتنج. سو وي نيد دايرين احنا يكون في حوار بتاع ثقافات عشان يكون عندنا مجتمع صحي مسالم، يكون عندنا سلام في بلد.
شكرا شكرا جزيلا الفايد، وي دو ابريشيت يور تايم.
الفاتح
شكرا 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 كاليس، انا اولسو بتشو وي دو ابريشيت يور تايم كامينج تو ميرايا ستوديو.
ثانك يو ميرايا.
ثانك يو
ثانك يو.